Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Today is January 6th. It is the 12th day of Christmas. It is the official day of the Epiphany. So our opening song today will be We Three Kings, number 822 in your St. Michael hymnal. And we will begin with verse 3. We Three Kings. Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh. Prayer and praising, amen, raising, worship God on high. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. And today the church remembers St. André Bessette. He was a brother of the Congregation of the Holy Cross in Montreal, and he's a great friend of Relevant Radio, and we have a stained glass window of him back there, and that's about how big he was actually in life. He was a little guy. A great devotion of St. Joseph and amazing miracle worker. So we're happy to celebrate his feast today. He was canonized in the year 2010, the same year he got St. Joseph to work a big miracle for us. So we give him a round of applause. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Lord our God, friend of the lowly, who gave your servant St. André Bessette a great devotion to St. Joseph and a special commitment to the poor and afflicted, help us through his intercession to follow his example of prayer and love, and so come to share with him in your glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated. A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, we love God because He first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he is a liar. For whoever does not love a brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. This is the commandment we have from him. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God. And everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. In this way, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. And the victory that conquers the world is our faith. The word of the Lord. Our responsorial psalm is, Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
Lord, every nation on earth shall adore you.
O God, with your judgment, endow the king and with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice and your afflicted ones with judgment. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. From fraud and violence he shall redeem them, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. May they be prayed for continually. Day by day shall they bless him. May his name be blessed forever. As long as the sun, his name shall remain. In him shall all the tribes of the earth be blessed. All the nations shall proclaim his happiness. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Lord has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, and to proclaim liberty to captives. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went, according to his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated for a moment. Well, today, January 6th, we celebrate the feast of St. Andre Bessette. And here in the Chapel of the Nativity, at Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin, we have 6 stained glass windows with 9 different saints. So 5 of the windows are for just one saint each: St. Jose Maria, St. Faustina, St. Teresa of Lisieux, St. Andre Bessette, and St. John Paul. And then the one in the middle has 4 lay people from Europe and from the Americas: St. Kateri Tekawitha from around Montreal, actually, St. Jose Sancho del Rio from central Mexico, St. John Amola from Italy, and St. Thomas More from England. And then over on the right, we see St. Andre Bessette. And he joined the Congregation of the Holy Cross, CSC, in Montreal when he was 25 years old. And they, he said, I joined as a brother, and they showed me to the door. And there he stayed for 40 years. He was the doorman at the Notre Dame High School for Boys in Montreal for 40 years. And he had a great devotion to St. Joseph. And the kids liked him. He liked the kids. And when they'd walk in the door, they'd inevitably tell Brother Andre, you know, their stories and their aches and pains. And if they had aches and pains, and he'd say, "Come here." And he'd put a little oil on it from a candle that had been burning in front of St. Joseph and say, "Now pray to St. Joseph." And there were miraculous cures. And then there were even more. And it was like a big thing. So some people thought he was a charlatan. And some doctors are saying, you know, this is irresponsible what he's doing. But the fact is, there were all sorts of cures and miracles. And he would never take credit for it himself. He says, "It's St. Joseph. It's just St. Joseph. That simple." And One day he walked into his office there at the front of the school in the reception area, and his little statue of St. Joseph had been turned around, and it was looking out the door across the street up the hill. The hill is called Mount Royal, Montreal. It's the highest hill in Montreal. That's how the city has its name. And he thought, well, that's odd. I always have St. Joseph looking this way. So he turned the statue back around, and the next day he came in, and the statue was turned around again, 180 degrees, looking out the door across the street up the hill. And this went on a number of times, and he finally figured out, oh, St. Joseph must want me to build a chapel for him on top of that hill across the street. He was 65 years old at this time. He'd been a doorman for 40 years. So he told his superiors that, I think St. Joseph wants me to build a little chapel for him across the street on top of the hill. Can I have permission to do it? And his superiors said, yeah, if you can find the people to help you. So in no time, he found people to help him, and he built a little chapel, wooden chapel, which is still there now on top of the hill, about the size of this chapel. And then it went crazy. Thousands and thousands of pilgrims started walking up the hill, and more miracles. So they outgrew that little chapel in no time, and they started to construct a new chapel, which turns out to be the Oratory of St. Joseph in Montreal. It's the largest church in honor of St. Joseph in the world. It's one of the largest churches I've ever seen. It's really quite something. So how does that fit in with the story of Relevant Radio? Back in 2009, Tom Vorpal, who was the head of Relevant Radio at that time, myself, went to visit our local bishop, Bishop Ricken, and we told him all the great work that Relevant Radio is doing. However, financially, it was a mess. And the bishop got very thoughtful and said, oh, I see. Oh, well, you need a miracle. Thank you, Bishop. No, you really do. And he said, this is what you need to do. You need to go to the Oratory of St. Joseph in Montreal. I had never heard of it. And you pray to St. Andre. St. Andre will take you to St. Joseph. St. Joseph will take you to Jesus, and your problems will be solved. Long story short, it's true. And I've been going back there every year since then. I couldn't go during 2020 because of COVID, but I got up there this year. As soon as they opened the borders, I got all the papers in order, and I drove up there and thanked St. Joseph and St. Andre for all of their intercession, and then asked for some more because, you might as well keep rolling if you can, right? So we're very happy for St. Andre. What a remarkable story, though, right? Just this little guy who was at the door and had this devotion to St. Joseph and how God worked through him and how he must rejoice from heaven today. So I tell you who are here today and of your listeners, if you need a miracle, you know where to go. Go up to Montreal, go to St. Andre. St. Andre will take you to St. Joseph. Now please stand for the prayers of the faithful. For Holy Father, Pope Francis, and all our bishops and priests, that they may shepherd our church and our world toward the peace and mercy of Jesus Christ, we pray to the Lord. For the church, that like the three magi laying gifts at the feet of the Christ child, we may recognize our own gifts and talents and use them for the glory of God and the good of others, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation, that all elected and appointed officials will courageously advance the protection of vulnerable human life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intercession of St. Andre Bossette, that we all may be strengthened in our devotion to St. Joseph, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For blessings on Bishop David Ricken, who celebrates his Episcopal anniversary today. He was ordained as a bishop by St. John Paul. In thanksgiving for his service to the Diocese of Green Bay and his support of Relevant Radio, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
dear Father in heaven, we believe in your power and we trust in your mercy. We ask you our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive our oblation, O Lord, by which is brought about a glorious exchange, that by offering what you have given, we may merit to receive your very self, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For today you have revealed the mystery of our salvation in Christ as a light for the nations. And when he appeared in our mortal nature, you made us new by the glory of his immortal nature. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Blaise, and David, our Bishop, Fernando, my prelate, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who've died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Those of you watching at home or listening on the radio, this is a good moment to pray a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Thank you. Jesus, we adore you, who in your love divine concealed your mighty Godhead in forms of bread and wine. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. O Jesus, we adore you, our victim and our priest, whose precious blood and body becomes our sacred feast. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that by the power of these holy mysteries, our life may be constantly sustained through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.